So, I don't know what it is. I mean, I know people are probably going to write back to me and say, calm down. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm just rambling because I'm frustrated. And then, you know, it was weird because I honestly think that I woke up, you know, because of this bad dream, but I honestly think that it was God's way of warning me to be ready for something. And I immediately came into the room with paper towels and I immediately cleaned up the mess. So the mess wasn't as hard to clean up this time versus leaving it almost overnight last time because I was asleep. But the weirdest thing is, I don't get it. When my neighbor came over last week to help me kind of clean up the mess because it already started soaking into the carpet because it was left overnight, not trying to gross anybody out intentionally, but that's kind of what happened. My neighbor came over to help me clean up the mess. He didn't give a hoot. He just kind of walked around, didn't really try to get anyone's attention, didn't really do anything major. He gave a little tail wag to say hi, but he didn't do anything. He was just kind of like a zombie. This morning, however, I came into the room. I was already a little, you know, upset because I knew, oh, great, another vet visit, more bills. Here we go again. More cleaning up messes. And this time, what if he actually has an explosive diarrhea episode on my carpet? I live in an apartment. This can't be happening again. This just can't be happening. So I'm already, like, my mind's already racing. I'm already, you know, crying. I'm cleaning up the mess. And he kind of turns to me and he goes, like, kind of sad, you know? But at the same time, it's like he wants me to pay attention to him, but he knows I'm busy. And he knows, you know, I'm upset. And so I leave the room and I go throw the trash because it's full of his, you know. And so I go and I come back from the dumpster and I hear Jeremy going, you know, lay down, Zappa, lay down, Zappa, lay down, go to your bed. And he's, you know, trying to give Zappa orders and Zappa's not listening to him. Well, as soon as I sit down, just to kind of take a breather, Zappa comes running into the guest room where I was sitting and he jumps on me and he's wagging his tail and he's licking my hands and he's trying to, like, he's doing what he's doing, like, to get attention, like, to show, like, right now, he's even pawing at me. And sometimes if he insistently paws at me, that means he's got to go potty. But he came in here with tail wagging, rolling on the floor. So it's like, to me, I'm kind of trying to look at this as a cautionary. You know, his behavior may not be as affected this time, but that doesn't mean he's not going to throw up again. That doesn't mean he's not going to... And I am doing everything. And my doctor even said, you can never be too cautious. He said, you know, you're doing exactly what I would tell you to do. You know, my vet told me not to feed my dog rice or sweet potatoes cooked in coconut oil, as people have been trying to give me advice. And I appreciate people's advice. It's well-meaning, but I'm going to stick to my vet's advice. He said, you put the food out there and you leave it out there. And if he eats it, he eats it. If not, fine. He says, but don't give him anything else. So I stuck to my vet's advice. He even said the fact that you keep him leashed up beside you, he said, I would tell you to do the same thing. You know, and I have told him, I have said, look, you know, he has rules that he has to follow in my house. People from PETA probably think that I just, you know, keep a dog as a prisoner, but I don't. I have these well preventative measures put in for a reason. And the fact that my dog is getting sick 1 week to the day after his recent sickness, to me, it's like, now I've got to watch him carefully. I can't even go back to sleep as I was going to intend to go to sleep for at least a couple of hours. I've got to watch him carefully. I got to see what he does. If he has an explosive episode of diarrhea and this happens again on my carpet, it's like, oh, no, damn it. You know, I've already got enough crap on my plate. I'm doing everything I can to keep this dog healthy. And, you know, I know you can't prevent. I mean, people are going to, dogs are going to get sick just like people get sick. I know that. And you can't prevent your dog from getting sick 100% no matter what you do. But come on now. This happened last week, and now it's happening again? Come on now. This is ridiculous. It needs to stop. I have just about had it. I have just about had it with this. You know, and it's just got to stop. And, you know, the last thing I need is for people to say, oh, calm down, calm down. You know, I just, you know, this is just creepy. I mean, just weird how it all just happened. And now it seems like his behavior is totally unaffected by whatever. I'm hoping it's just a one-time vomiting episode. Right now he's behaving normally. He's fine. And hopefully this won't happen again. But it's like, it's just weird. It's almost like the same deja vu crap. And the weirdest thing is I almost predicted it. I almost expected it. I told my husband, I said, I caught him. This time it was, just like last time, it was only a 2-second thing. But again, it doesn't take much to get a dog or a person sick, you know, and I'm just getting fed up with that. People kind of litter. I've found, you know, Reese's peanut butter cups in the grass. I've found, you know, different candy that I've gotten out of the way before he got into it. You know, and if that's what it is, if people are just throwing food in places, and of course the dog eats it off the ground because of the dirt, you know, you can stop them. You can, you know, do what you can, but if people are throwing food everywhere, I am going to have to report this. I'm going to say, you know, I don't know what it is, but my dog has gotten sick twice. People are littering. People are throwing food. I have found candy. I have found gum. You name it. People just throw crap all over the place. And if that turns out to be the reason why my dog's getting sick, you best believe there is going to be a consequence for that. I am not going to tolerate that kind of behavior. Littering is not good anyway. It's not good for the environment. And for kids to just throw whatever they want on the floor, I mean, come on now. Come on now. Parents should know better. They should teach their kids, you know, not to be throwing stuff on the floor. Pick up after whatever it is you threw on the floor. You know, I mean, that may not be the reason, but I suspect that's part of it. I suspect that, you know, and then I'm also going to throw away the dog treats. You know, I know people may say, well, that's going a little too far. But again, as my vet tells me, you can never be too cautious. And I'm going to follow the vet's advice to the best of my ability. And no, I'm not going to put up with this crap. I'm fed up, you know? I mean, I don't want to have to go to the vet again and do another freaking vet bill, more antibiotics, more injections. I mean, if that's what I have to do, I'll do it. I mean, if that's what it's going to take to get him better, I'll do it. But this crap has got to stop. He just recovered from his illness. I mean, to the point where he was even reluctant to go into the park area where I would normally have him go. He was reluctant to go there for a day or two. And I thought, well, why is he acting this way? He just got over it. And now it's happening again. It's like, ugh. You know? Whatever's going on, this is just crazy. And then to have people comment on Twitter, well, don't blame it on God, LOL. I mean, that's just rude, you know? I almost want to tell the person, well, why don't you come and clean up my dog's vomit? Why don't you come and clean up his diarrhea if he does that on the carpet? I'd love to see you come and clean that up. If that's the way you're going to behave. I don't know, folks. I'm just a little upset this morning, but hopefully my dog gets better. 15 seconds. Like my vet says, I can never be too cautious. I'm gonna do what I can. So just pray that he gets better quickly this time. And pray that I don't have to result in major preventative treatments.